This is KCUR. Heavy rains flooded much of Missouri over the weekend, covering roads and knocking out power. The floods reached historic levels in several places, including Tecumseh, Missouri. The town sits just a few miles north of the Arkansas border. Fast-rising floodwaters stranded Autumn Shirley and her family for more than 9 hours this weekend. She told Steve Kraske on KCUR's Up to Date about the ordeal.
We were trapped in the house. There was no way to get out. Water was coming from both the river and from the driveway in front of the house, so we were just trapped, and we waited until the water hit the second story deck, and we knew that if we didn't go up right then, we wouldn't be able to. So we put a ladder on a table on the second story deck and climbed up onto the roof and rode it out.
You know, you see pictures of people in that situation with some regularity. What's it like being stuck up on a roof?
I wish I could tell you. Every time I think about it, it feels unreal. It was terrifying. It was terrifying and cold and dark and loud and raining constantly. The rain never let up. We were on the roof for 9 hours, and it rained the whole time.
And you say it was loud because why?
The water, of course, was rushing, and there were buildings that were crashing down and trees crashing down all around us. And it just was, it was constant. It was enlightening and thunder. It was like being in a movie.
The water was coming from where, for those of us who aren't familiar with where you are in Tecumseh, Missouri?
That's the North Fork River. Really, it's just upstream from Dot Mill, if anyone's familiar with that. And So of course the river was rising. That was behind the house. But then I really don't even know how this happened, but it was also coming from the front of the house. Obviously there's, you know, the house isn't surrounded by rivers. By the time we were on the roof, the water from in the front of the house had joined with the river, and it just, the house had become an island.
How worried were you that the house might give way too?
Terrified. You know, a huge barn went down right upstream from us, and we were terrified that it was going to slam into the house. And there were trees all around the house. Any one of those trees, if it had come down, you know, the wrong way, it would have taken the house out. So, yeah, we were very, I mean, our neighbor's house right downstream went. It's gone. So we were utterly terrified that it was going to take out the house. And then what? Who knows?
Who were you up there with on the roof?
I was up there with my husband and my mom. We had come to try to do a little flood proofing, and we just got trapped. You know, we expected a 25-foot flood like they were calling for, not a 40-foot flood.
Hmm. How were you finally rescued, Autumn?
Rescue teams got to us at about first light, daybreak. They came in an inflatable vessel, and we had to lower ourselves off the roof. By then, the water had receded by about 5 feet, and so the water line was about 5 feet below the roof line. So we had to lower ourselves off the roof using an extension cord that we had tied to the antenna on the roof and drop into the boat from there in rushing, crazy water. It was amazing.
What kind of cleanup are you expecting in that area now?
Well, for us, the house was completely flooded, so, I mean, obviously the whole thing is gutted. Several of our neighbors' houses are gone. 4 houses on that lane are just gone. The bridge, the Big James Bridge, just downstream from us, is gone. I don't know how to say what kind of cleanup that is. Catastrophe level, disaster level, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's Autumn Shirley, stuck on a rooftop overnight in Tecumseh, Missouri, and we're sure glad you're safe, Autumn, and good luck in the weeks ahead, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Autumn Shirley spoke with Steve Kraske on KCUR's Up to Date.